Thank you. hear the phone ring late at night. And I wonder to myself now, who could that be? 3 o'clock in the morning. I say I'm just gonna let it ring and not let it bother me. I'm much too tired. Got to get some sleep. Moving the world, is it a crazy girl on emergency? I don't know, and I don't really care. Pick it up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick it up. And when I do, I hear somebody breathing. Oh, no, click. And you know I scream.
Decided to walk away. decided to walk away.
Het is hartstikke warm hier. En nou, neem een sombrero mee en een parasol en kom lekker hierheen, want het gaat zo meteen beginnen, de Move Demo. Dat gaat over migratierechten voor iedereen. Dat zou ik bijna willen zeggen, maar dat is het niet echt. Het is de National Demo for Free Migration and Refugee Rights. En dat begint zo meteen om 2:00, als het dat niet al geweest is. Maar dan is het nog niet begonnen, maar misschien toch wel. Kom lekker naar het park. Lekker genieten in de zon. En dan komen er straks allemaal sprekers en alles en zo. Dus dat komt allemaal helemaal goed. We hebben weer geluid van Theaterstraat. Dus we worden weer verwend met mooie geluidjes.
No justice! No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
Welcome everybody. I know everybody's just relaxing and chilling on the grass. Would be nice if you're able to move a bit forward so we can all sit together. So please move up a bit so I can see all your beautiful faces. Say it loud, say it clear! Say it loud, say it clear! Say it loud, say it clear! It's very important that we're here today together and in unity. That being said, Black lives
matter.
Black lives
matter.
Refugees lives
matter.
Refugees lives
matter.
Black trans lives
matter.
Black trans lives
matter.
Palestinian lives
matter.
Palestinian lives
matter.
Sudanese lives
matter.
Sudanese lives
matter.
Congolese lives. She's a designer and organizer involved in very many communities organizing towards political progress and collective care. She brings commitment to radical hope and imagination, working towards better ways of living, collaborating, and building change together. Her work sits at the intersection of creation and organization, focused on making systems more transparent, accessible, and accountable. And today she's here with us as one of the co-creators of Refugees Welcomes Week here. And the first edition, they had 25 events and 800 visitors. So please, a warm welcome for Noor.
Hello everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Well, my name is Noor, and we just wrapped out our first ever Refugee Welcome Week. Woo! And it's our way of saying that we resist with culture, celebrating our care, with presence and art. Because they have borders and we have each other. But having each other is not a slogan, it's a commitment. It means we don't wait for institutions to come save us. We create care, we translate for one another, we raise money, we make meals, we create art, we hold vigils and we protest, and we grieve and we celebrate in ways that keep us alive. We choose connection, even in the face of a system built to separate us. We're standing here side by side today because we believe in justice and in the simple truth that nobody should be punished for trying to live and trying to survive. So I was asked to talk about migration and how migration relates to colonialism. So I'm going to talk about that. When people are forced to flee their homes, the media calls it a migration crisis. But the real crisis is the crisis of violence. It's the war and the occupation and the climate collapse and the economic injustice we're all dealing with today. And these are not random disasters. They're not coincidence. It's political choice made every day, shaped by centuries of violence because of the colonial powers. So European empires like the Netherlands extracted a lot from the global south. Resources, labor, and lives. And they imposed borders that split us from our families and disrupted entire ways of living. And even though we're told these times are over, the violence never really ended. It's just rebranded. Rebranded in institutions like NATO. NATO continues the legacy of exploitation. We're told that NATO is here to protect peace and security. We're bombarded with videos, advertisements everywhere that NATO is needed so it protects our borders and keeps us safe. But it doesn't keep us safe. It doesn't protect us, it only protects people in power. And it fuels the wars under the banner of humanitarianism. It justifies military interventions in the name of stability, while leaving behind destruction, displacement, and death. The same mindset that justified enslaving people in Suriname now justifies bombing people in Palestine. This is the colonialism that we have today. Imagine if that money we spend on NATO is spent differently. By the way, NATO is demanding 20 billion euros a year from all its countries. But imagine investing in public housing, in education, in mental health care, or building asylum centers that actually treat people like humans instead of suspicion and violence. Imagine that facing the climate crisis with resources that heal, not with spending more money on weapons that disrupt our planet. But here's what really gets me. They make us fight each other over crumbs. They tell Dutch people that refugees are taking their jobs, their houses, and their benefits. Meanwhile, they are stealing Dutch people's money to give them to weapons manufacturers and military contractors. But they need us divided. But they need us divided. They need the society to blame refugees instead of asking why is there no money for housing, but unlimited money for bombs. They need us fighting each other instead of fighting them. And we get so occupied with this and not ask what the hell is happening. So when they say migration is a crisis, remember that the crisis is the wars they fund. The crisis is the poverty they create intentionally, and the system that treats human movement like a crime while treating mass murder like foreign policy. The crisis is our tax money not funding healthcare, but funding warfare. I saw this campaign called Nicht mein Anschlag, which means not my attack. All of us taxpayers here, the wars are not ours. The taxes we are funding wars with should not go there. They should go to us, to the community, to taking people off the streets, to safety. And so all these things are the strategies of the colonial powers, and this is just one tiny example of how colonialism still surrounds us today. So I just want to say, fuck NATO. So I'm not just here to say what we're against, but also to invite you all to something else. Things that they cannot control or co-opt or destroy if we embody them. And it's revolutionary love and radical hope. But not the comfortable kind, not the one that says, just let's be optimistic, the one that fights and disrupts. Ones that see connection between the weapons made in Dutch factories and the refugees at Dutch borders. Revolutionary love that understands we cannot have peace abroad while funding wars at home. Radical hope that does not ask for permission and does not wait for institutions to save us, but builds the worlds we need right now with our own hands and our own communities, by building alternatives to their violence, by creating mutual aid systems of care, choosing each other over them every single day, not turning each other in. Ones that forgive each other, where we keep trying and keep pushing, because without hope we die. And we really need each other. We really need each other here to stay, to pick each other up when we feel desperate. And we need each other to say that human movement is not a crime and human life is not a commodity. So I leave you with a little chant. Nicht mein Anschlag! No more wars, no more walls! Thank you!
Like Noor said, we really need each other. And also, fuck NATO! Fuck NATO! Let's have an applause for Noor and the organizers of Refugees Welcome Week. Again, this was their first edition, and they organized 25 events that had 800 visitors. So please, an applause for Noor.
Oh, shit. What a...
For our next speaker, just a minute. Hold on, Warren. Hold on.
I'll hold on.
For our next speaker, if you haven't heard of the Flower Bike Man, who's heard of the Flower Bike Man before? And who has seen one of the 100 flower bikes in and around Amsterdam? Nice, nice. Well, Warren is responsible for these flower bikes, actually. And Warren will share his experience as an undocumented American here in the Netherlands. So Warren, take it away.
Well, yes, you've seen my bikes. And everyone knows I'm the Flower Bike Man. But really, 20 years ago this happened for me. My wife had a contract job here. She had a job at TomTom. We were moving here. We were just white Americans, you know, have a good job, everything. Epilepsy took that from her. Epilepsy took her career, her life, everything, and she forgot everything. But what she couldn't forget was Amsterdam. So we moved back to Florida. She was still, in her brain, is only Amsterdam. And in this whole time in Florida, I can't afford her medicine. I'm already handicapped. She was taking care of me. I make less than 1,000 euros a month. for my pension. I'm paying $400 a month for her medicine in Florida, just her medicine. And all she wants to do is be in Amsterdam, where she knows her epilepsy is like this movie. You know this movie, 50 First Dates, right? 50 First Dates, Adam Sandler. Every time she has a seizure, she resets to 2008. She thinks she has a job. So what does a man do? What can I do? I have to come here. I started making flower bikes in Florida, and people were, oh, and I'm like, oh no, this is about Amsterdam. This is about Michelle. This is about love. And then 7 years ago, her parents said, no, you've got to take her back. There is nothing here. She cannot get any support there. It's costing us $500 a month with the doctors and everything just for her pills. Coming here, the first month here, I go to Amsterdam Central Station, that pharmacy there. I buy her pills for €5. €5 for the same fucking pill that's been around for 30 years. So you understand how I feel? I can't afford to support my wife in a country I'm from. And today, they're telling me today, I'm actually supposed to leave today. My somebody turned me in for being illegal all this time. I've been illegal here. Maybe the police are going to take me away later. I don't know. I'm supposed to get on a plane and leave. Now, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I stay. And I create love. And everyone knows these bikes now. But they never know the true story. So many stories, tour bikes, everybody's telling. I have worked with 180 companies. Heineken has two of my bikes in the museum. The Van Gogh family contacted me and said, make a Van Gogh bike for us. Yeah, when I messaged, do I need to cut my ear off? They paid me. So I have provided my own income all this time just doing what is love for my wife, for her. And I only wish that she was here today. Michelle has not been outside in over a month now. Her epilepsy is so hard. She can't even come outside and enjoy Amsterdam. And all I can do is just get her pills, and her doctors are free here. For me, as an American, there's not too many Americans that are illegal refugees, right? That's not a real thing, is it? You don't hear about this. For me, it is a real thing. And if I had a lot of money, sure, I could do the DAP program and make a business. But I'm not. I'm already a handicapped person. I'm already, and Michelle has zero. She has no doctor. She's completely. So what are they going to do? Take her away, put her on the street in America? You see what happens if you do that. Who's going to take care of her? My flower bikes have been taking care of her for 7 years. That's all I can say. Michelle has epilepsy, and we've raised €15,000 through GoFundMe to take her to the best hospitals in Netherlands. It's called Epilepsy.nl. They did all the tests. They cannot cure it. So when you're around the city and you see these little some places, it says love is the cure. Well, I don't know who wrote it, but there's no cure for my Michelle. There's only love. Love. Love is the cure.
Thank you, Warren. So, as you've heard, Warren's painful experience when it comes down to the lack of having access to medical care. So let's uplift Warren and repeat after me. We love you, flower bike man! We love you, flower bike man! Thank you. I'd like to introduce to you our next speaker, which will deliver some spoken word to us today. Today we have Osama. Osama left his country because he wanted good quality of education. And he's now a psychiatrist, right? A scientist. You copy-pasted your text. And he now is working in Amsterdam. So please give a warm welcome to Osama.
Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they can hear me well, right? Yes. Good, good. Well, I live between two cities, and I travel often for conferences. And every time I have to be on a plane, I feel guilty for two reasons. One, that's not climatically good. Two, I feel like this airplane seat is like a seat of a king. You either get it by birthright, or you have to fight really, really, really hard to get it. And I think of many, many people that I know who struggled really hard to make it to where they just want to go. My father had always wanted to leave his country, but for most of his adult life, he was banned from leaving by his own government. And then because they got so fed up with his political activism, they allowed him a window of a week. Eyes shut, you can go. This was banishment. And so he made it out, and eventually he found himself taking a journey that many, many, many people take. A very, very difficult journey. And after he almost died, and after his resources have been all gone, almost, he finds himself with an ID, a French ID. Claude François Pierre Perronnet. And so my dad starts learning French. Claude had white hair, my dad had white hair. Claude had brown eyes, my dad had brown eyes. Claude had black eyebrows, my dad had white eyebrows. So he went into a shoe shop and bought black shoe polish. And hair by hair, my father became Claude. And he bonjoured his way into an airplane. And in that airplane, he was still scared, he pretended to be asleep when the waitress asked him if he wants a drink. Now, 10 years later, my father is here, and he asks me, can you find Claude for me? I would like to return this ID. And I wondered why he wants that. I think maybe yesterday I figured it out. I think my dad is ready not to be Claude anymore. See, when he made it here as Claude, he was still Claude. Claude went through integration. Claude was asked on a test, if your neighbor gets a hip surgery, what should you do? And if your coworker is angry, what should you do? As if he had never been a neighbor or a coworker. He had to start a career all over again, as if he had never been one of the best engineers I ever knew. And now, I think my dad is ready to be Nizar again. And Nizar will stay here. Nizar will live here for as long as Nizar wishes to stay here and be himself. And if he wants to leave, he will do it whenever he wants. And when he wants to come back, he will come back whenever he wants. And in that airport, his eyebrows will be white. And he will speak whatever language he wishes to speak. And he will be met with your welcome here. I was really happy to hear what Noor shared, that we have a lot to fight against, but we also have a lot to fight for. Let's tell our stories so that we remember what we're fighting for. Thank you.
Thank you, Osama. Say it loud, say it clear. Say it loud, say it clear. Say it loud, say it clear. No borders, no nations. No borders, no nations. No borders, no nations. Thank you. I'm very excited for the next bit on our program today, because we have a performance for you. He's upbeat, very energetic, and radically honest. He has a very crystal clear message, and he says,
we are going to fix the world. And it starts with partying really hard together. Please have a warm welcome for Woody Groot.
Yeah. Woo.
Do we have sound? Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing? It's all amazing that you're all here. This is Day in the Community. Je boosheid wel, alles staat op het spel. Je wordt van alle kanten overvraagd. Maar dat komt niet vanuit iemand zijn bruine huid. Maar door een rijke die de wereld haalt.
Welcome here. If you want to make that fact, it's time to resist this one problem in our world. We call it power, and in Dutch we call it macht. And this is my most recently released single. You can stream it everywhere you want.
Het is niet wat je dacht. Het is niet wat je dacht. Het hele leven is heel anders dan je had verwacht. Je hebt al vaak geklaagd, ik heb hier niet om gevraagd. In deze wereld word je zeker weten uitgedaagd. Iedereen onder druk, onder de stress geput. En als je niet doet. hoe gaat ook nog de hele wereld stuk? En als dan al alleen vanwege een probleem, er zitten machtsstructuren in gekerkt in ons systeem.
Tijd om te verzetten tegen macht, het is niet wat je dacht. Doe niet wat je verwacht, heeft ons in heel de geschiedenis nog nooit iets goeds gebracht. Dus deconsolideer, kom bij me in de leer. En we schoppen tegen alles wat een smaakje heeft van macht. Al hoor je hoe je lacht, daar op zijn megajacht. Dat is iets wat iedereen met een gezond verstand veracht. Ik zeg het nog geen keer, kom bij me in de leer. Want het is nu echt de tijd om te verzetten tegen macht.
Het is niet wat je dacht, het hele leven is heel anders dan je had verwacht. En wat je ook probeert, hoeveel je incasseert, het gaat toch altijd vroeg of laat alweer een keer verkeerd. Het gaat niet goed met ons, strak van de stress bespoeld, maar het kan minder strakjes samen, maar je nog nog komt. Dus met je vrienden mee, zeggen we samen nee, tegen de machtsstructuren ingekerfd in ons idee.
Tegen macht, het is niet wat je dacht. Doe niet wat je verwacht. Heeft ons in heel de geschiedenis nog nooit iets goeds gebracht. Dus deconsolideer, kom bij me in de leer. En we schoppen tegen alles wat een smaakje heeft van macht. Al hoor je hoe die lacht, daar op zijn megajacht. Dat is iets wat iedereen met een gezond verstand veracht. Ik zeg het nog geen keer, kom bij me in de leer. Want het is nu echt de tijd om te verzetten.
Goed in de spiegel, doe het dan genoeg, vraag je met je mooie giegel. Doe niet zo verlegen, met je privilege, op je luie reetje, nog een gebberdeetje. Er is maar één probleem en macht is haar titel. Dus samen doen we wat we kunnen, toch of niet dan. We vullen alle wegen, niemand houdt ons tegen. Kom mee, want het is nu echt de
tijd om te verzetten tegen macht. Het is niet wat je dacht, doe niet wat je verwacht. Heeft ons in heel de geschiedenis nog nooit iets goeds gebracht. Dus deconsolideer, kom bij me in de leer. En we schoppen tegen alles wat een smaakje heeft van macht. Al hoor je hoe die lacht, daar op zijn megajacht. Dat is iets wat iedereen met een gezond verstand veracht. Ik zeg het nog geen keer, kom bij me in de leer. Want het is nu echt de tijd om te verzetten tegen tijd om te verzetten.
Thank you all for being here, you're fucking amazing. I'm Woody Groves, I usually play with a band. In September, we're playing with 5 people on stage in the Aku. You can check that out, tickets are available. You're fucking awesome.
Say it loud, say it clear!
Refugees are welcome here!
Say it loud, say it clear!
Refugees are welcome here!
Thanks, shout out to you all.
Oh my. I hope everybody enjoyed that. Woo! I am really out of breath! So another round of applause, please, for Woody Groves! Check out their Instagram, usually they're the three of them, and they really know how to set a vibe. So, keep an eye on their socials for their EP release in September. So I hope everybody can catch their breath too. Woo! And it's so hot out too. But this was much needed, because dancing is healing too, right? Yeah. So say it loud, say it clear! Say it loud, say it clear! Whose streets? Whose streets? Whose streets? All right, thank you. Well, that being said, we have another speaker for you before we will actually hit the streets today. Our next speaker is Zara, and I'll introduce Zara in Dutch. Want vandaag horen we niet zomaar een verhaal. Vandaag horen we een stem die lang is genegeerd. Een stem van een jonge vrouw die geen gemakkelijke jeugd heeft gehad. En niet omdat ze daarvoor koos, maar omdat het systeem haar daartoe dwong. Ze kwam als kind naar Nederland vol hoop. Maar wat ze aantrof waren muren, dossiers, verhuizingen en onzekerheid. Maar ze brak niet. Ze groeide. En vandaag staat ze hier niet als slachtoffer, maar ze is een strijder in hart en nieren. Mag ik alsjeblieft een heel luid welkom voor Zara.
Goedemiddag allemaal. Ik kan niet zo goed praten, maar ik ga het toch doen. Want ik vind het heel belangrijk. Ik had een tekstje geschreven en ik ga het hier voorlezen. Nou, mijn naam is Zara Lamari. Ik ben 21 jaar oud en ik woon in Utrecht. Maar ik heb nog nooit echte stabiliteit gekend. Ik kwam naar Nederland als een kleine meisje. Ik kwam met dromen, passie en onschuld. Maar wat mij hier opving, was geen veilige omhelzing. Het was een harde systeem dat mij dwong om snel volwassen te worden. Ik leefde in een klein kamer, zonder privacy, zonder veiligheid, zonder zelfs maar een bed dat ik van mij kon noemen. Ik droomde niet veel. Ik wilde alleen maar een plek waar ik zonder angst kan slapen. Maar ik moest steeds opnieuw verhuizen. Van stad naar stad, van opvangcentrum naar een opvangcentrum. 15 keer. Elke keer moest ik herinneren. Vrienden en school achterlaten en opnieuw beginnen. Elke keer verloor ik een stukje van mezelf. Ik ben Zara, het kind dat opgegroeid is in de gangen van het COA, in de wachtrijen van de IND, op scholen die mijn verhaal niet kenden en mijn taal niet spraken. Ik ben Zara, het meisje dat droomde van vrienden te kunnen blijven in een kamer die niet constant gaat veranderen. Een leven dat niet steeds opnieuw hoefde te beginnen. Ik heb 10 jaar gewacht op mijn verblijfsvergunning. 10 jaar vol met onzekerheid, angst, uitzetting en het gevoel ongewenst te zijn. En uiteindelijk heb ik het gekregen, een verblijfsvergunning. Via die uitspraak van het Europese Hof. Maar zelfs na die uitspraak was die strijd nog niet voorbij. Vandaag, na alles, wordt mij verteld